In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we are in this season of the Nativity, this is the beginning of everything, the beginning of the year, beginning of the story of salvation that the church will navigate with us through. So what comes to our mind is always what happened in the beginning. And even though there is a beginning that's common for all of us, we start a new year altogether. We come to this kind of common start, but every one of us might be on a certain beginning that's specific for him or her. We all have something that needs to start this year, not only because we are different in ages, but also because we are different in where we are from the target, the aim, to be closer to God. We are all walking on the way to salvation, so we all have different beginnings where I am today. The story that was told to us today about the fleeing of the Holy Family to Egypt, it's something, again, a beginning for them, that whenever the Word of God is born, whenever there is grace that is visiting us, expect evil, expect something that will try to hunt you, expect something that will come upon you. We should expect this, and the beginning should always to flee, to run away from evil, to avoid it. Sometimes we come to the church, attend the liturgy, and we feel like we are filled with the grace of the Spirit. Once we go out from the church, then we are hunted with anything that can distract us, steal from us this kind of grace. So the beginning should always to flee, to run away, to be able to protect this grace that's born in our hearts. Let us also go and review some of the holy people in the Bible and how there was their beginnings. For example, looking at somebody like Noah. Noah, when he came out from the ark, can you imagine you are disembarking a ship and there is nothing outside? There is no home, there is no grocery store, there is no hospital, there is no a school for your children, nothing. What should be the beginning here? Where to start? We read this in Genesis 8. The first thing that Noah did after he disembarked the ark, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The beginning for Noah is where I'm going to worship. Let me settle this first, and then I will look for a house to build and maybe whatever is going to be taken care of, what to plant and where to eat. But the first thing, the beginning for him was where I am going to worship. I admire so much whenever people buy a new home or move into a new home, and the first thing they look for is, where is the prayer room here? Before even we look at our own rooms, where is God to have his place in my house? This is a beginning for Noah, finding a place to worship, making sure that God's, what is due to him, is secured. In the beginning of every day, I think we should have the same mentality, mindset. Where is God's part in my day? Look at another group of people, the people of Nineveh. When Jonah went to them and he gave them this bad news, God is going to overturn the city in 40 days. I wonder, what should be the beginning here? Jonah did not give them a roadmap what you should do in order for you to come back and to be pleasing to God. Nothing, just bad news, and that's it. And then we see the beginning was this. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed the fast, put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. The beginning for the people of Nineveh was to believe God. Maybe we take it for granted that we believe God, but let me tell you, my brethren, there are many things, truly, we do not believe God in them. I'll give you some examples. An example, for example, about the sin of reviling. We heard this often, no revilers will inherit the kingdom of God. لا شتمون يرسون ملكوت السماوات. It's just one of the commandments. If I believe God, then I will refrain from using bad language. I will be very careful. I'm not going to lose my salvation just because of having a dirty mouth. So here, the people of Nineveh, the beginning, they believed God. Whatever God said, He's what going to do. Sometimes in our minds, we think of God like a dad who might be saying something to threaten his children, but really, he does not mean it. So I'm not going to take him seriously. If I believe that keeping tithes away from God is a robbery, I wouldn't dare. We are all to get so scared whenever we feel like I took something that's not for me. So how can I dare to take that is God, whatever is allotted to him from my money? So the beginning for the people of Nineveh to believe God. I believe whatever written in the scripture is true, every single word of it. At the time of the Nehemiah, when he came back to Israel and he helped the people to restore the city and build the walls, then at that time, the people are now dwelling in a city. Then what? Then what's next? What would be the beginning for them? Then we hear this in Nehemiah chapter 8. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in the front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. The beginning for them is, let us bring the law of Moses, the book, and read from it, and know what is God's will. Many times we have conflicts in our homes and we have struggles. Very common, something that happened to all of us. Where is the beginning? Where to go from here? How we can go back and become the household for God? The beginning is this. Let us bring the book and read and know what is God's will. Sometimes we wonder what people might think. What is the opinion of this person? But maybe the last person that we would care to know what he wants is the author of the truth. The beginning for the people at the time of Nehemiah is to read the scripture and know what God's will is for them. Another group of people is the people at the time of John the Baptist. John the Baptist came with a fiery message. It's time now that God is going to judge people. Be ready. He's coming. So what is the beginning when I hear something like this? Then we read this account in Matthew chapter 3. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. The beginning is to confess my sin. This is the beginning of true repentance, that I take responsibility, I admit faults. Unfortunately, some of us maybe lived years after years, never thought of offering a true confession. Maybe sitting with Abuna and talking with him for hours, but never confessing. It is easy to say that I was confessing just by being in the presence of the priest, but this is not confession. Confession is to take responsibility, say I am mistaken, and set a plan to change. Other than this, it's just a self-deception practice. Another person also who teaches us about a beginning was Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He gathered all of his money by false accusations. And he today has something that's very special. He is hosting the Lord Christ in his home. What is the beginning for him? Where to go from here? Then we read this. Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." The beginning for Zacchaeus is to restore what was taken, but in a way that's unjust. If there is any injustice in my hand, nothing I can do to please God except to undo this kind of injustice. Zacchaeus could have done what is so common among people like him. You know what? Just write a check and give it to the Lord Jesus and say, "Lord, here is whatever 1,000 of denarius to help your ministry, and I just pray for me." But Zacchaeus did not do this. He understood, this is just like I'm deceiving myself, I am fooling myself by keeping what is unlawful in my house, and then I pretend that, I'm going to start and pray and serve in the church and come in and go out and write a check. This is nothing. All of this would be just like going in circles. The right start for Zacchaeus is to undo what was unjust. What was the beginning for another person? The lost son. He went out and he wasted the money of his dad. And now it's time to meet with the reality. I was just living a lie. I destroyed myself and here I am. Where to go from here? Then we read this in Luke 15. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. The beginning for the lost son is to come back to himself. Whenever we live in sin, we live in a status of alienation. I am a stranger to myself. I am alienated from myself, from my reality, from my church, from my God, from my family. This is a typical status of being in sin. And the beginning is to go back. And the first person I go back to is myself. I sit to myself and I think of myself. Where I am today? Where I'm heading? Am I just turning the days? That's it, day in and day out? Or there's something need to change? Realizing how miserable he was, this was a calling for him to sit by himself. Today, we are so much distracted from this. We don't have any time that I can sit with myself. And even when we fight ourselves alone for 5 minutes, the first thing we do is to reach out our phones, open it, and try to be connected with anybody about anything. Just being distracted, so I don't have to go back and see whom I am. And I meet with myself, and I talk with myself about what need to change. Another group of people were the Ephesians. The Ephesians received Christianity on the hand of St. Paul. Those people were known to practice sorcery. Many of them were magicians. And when they were doing this, this was science for them. Study how to do this using black magic, being in contact with the devil in order to serve them in whatever they were doing. When the Ephesians received the word of salvation, then we read this account in Acts chapter 19. And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Also many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. The beginning is to burn the books. We all have books, accounts, sites that we are in a way very familiar with, and they are sinful in nature. We might have some kind of relationships that we know they are ungodly. They are against the holiness of God. The beginning is, if I am truly honest and sincere, is to burn this. Burning meaning leaving even this, like have no chance to go back to it. Not to put it aside, not to cover it with good books, is to burn this kind of books, this kind of sites, this kind of relationships, whatever we call them. Another group of people, that's all of us. Today, if I want to live a holy life, and if I am tempted with many things around me, where to start? St. Paul gave us the advice when he talked to the Philippians and told them, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The beginning of holiness is to watch over what we meditate on, what we think of. No one sees what comes to our minds. But we know that God sees this. Not only God sees, but also whatever comes to our mind will impact my heart and eventually will impact my behavior and my actions. If I want my actions to be holy and my feelings to become according to God's will, the beginning is to meditate on these things. Whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report. The beginning of any kind of serious struggle is to struggle on the level of the thoughts and the mind. This is the part where no one is watching. No one whatsoever knows what's happening inside your mind. But because we know, because every one of us knows exactly how this is going to impact my actions, this is the beginning. This is the place where I start to struggle for holiness. The message for us today, my brethren, is that we all have different beginnings, even though we are all at the beginning of the year. Where is my beginning, and how I'm going to pursue this kind of road of holiness in order for me to be able to meet with the Lord Jesus at the end and to be praised and accepted by Him. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.